Father, how do I pray? How do I start praying? Father, how do I pray better? As a priest, these are some of the most common questions that I get asked. And not only that, these questions are perhaps some of the most important that we have as Christians. Lord, how do I pray? How do I start praying? How do I pray better? I just spoke with a young man in the parish who's still in high school, and he came to me and asked, Father, I just went to this high school retreat, and I had this amazing experience of prayer and connection with God. And now that I've come back to the real world, it seems to have left me. I keep asking God at night, Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. Tell me that you're there. Tell me that you're real, that you're right next to me. These questions are amazing questions, questions that we should all be asking. And these are questions that I am always faced with whenever I see Jesus in the Gospels going to prayer. We have in our Gospel, in the midst of all his miracles of healings and exorcisms and all these great works of the Lord, Jesus steals away by himself to pray with God the Father, steals away to a deserted place. So today, as we watch Jesus do this, why don't we ask ourselves this question? How is my prayer life? Do I need perhaps to get a fresh start, perhaps renew a little bit, and see where I stand with the Lord? One of the ways we can do this, can get renewed in our prayers, to ask the question, why? Why do we pray? If we can answer this question, we almost automatically get renewed and we automatically get a boost in prayer, because we realize why we pray, why we turn to God, and why we entrust our whole lives to Him. So why do we pray? Well, I think we have our first hint in the response the disciples give Jesus when they find Him alone in prayer. They say to Him, "Everyone is looking for you." My friends, the whole world, every single human being is looking for God, whether they realize it or not. Prayer allows us to find Him. Prayer allows us to speak with Him, to have that intimate conversation with God. And every person is seeking out God in some way. Many of us are born into the world not knowing what we should do with our lives, why we are on this earth. And prayer puts us in contact with our Creator. A basic truth of life is this. In the midst of life, we need to know who made us in order to know why we were made. What is our purpose here on earth? If we realize that prayer is our conversation with our Creator, then we begin to realize how valuable prayer actually is. Prayer allows us to speak with God, the one who created us out of love. And through that conversation, we know why we are here and what our purpose is upon this earth. The great Russian author Dostoevsky once wrote, "The mystery of human existence lies not just in staying alive, but in finding something to live for." In prayer, we talk with God and find out from Him why He created us. You scouts among us are doing a lot of merit badges and developing a lot of skills in your life. And part of what scouts brings us is the ability to find the ways in which God has given each of us special gifts. Each of us is created in a very unique way with special gifts that we can offer to God and to the world. And boys and girls, one of the great, powerful parts of prayer is that we can go to God and say, "Lord, you've given me all of these gifts, these special abilities that I'm meant to serve you and other people with. Lord, in what way do you want me to serve you?" For me, when I did scouting, I learned a lot of different skills. And for me, the path took me all the way to priesthood. And for some of you, it may lead to priesthood, it may lead to religious life. Many of you will lead to a career and jobs and marriage and family. But we are all here to serve the Lord. We have the great Saint Augustine. And Saint Augustine was a very, in his early life, he did not really follow God's will. And he was a thief and did a lot of bad things. But later in life, he started to read the scriptures, and he realized, and he had this great quote, he said, "My heart is restless until it rests in God. We are each made for God and put upon this earth for a purpose." Nevertheless, if we pray and ask God to give us a purpose, to show us our purpose in life, we are often surprised at what we find. When we talk with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we realize that God is not this impersonal, distant being, but rather God is love. And this God wants to have a relationship with you and with me. So what is prayer? And why do we pray? We pray because it is our intimate conversation of love with the one who created us out of love and wants to bring us all the way to heaven. We have a special assurance of this love when we approach God with our suffering. Life is hard. We suffer. We lose jobs. We get sick. Loved ones pass away. Our first reading is a passage from the book of Job. As you remember, Job was a man, a very faithful man, who lost his whole family and all the possessions he had, everything he owned, in one day. He lost it all. And yet Job remained faithful to God. He kept praying and he said, "Lord, why did you do this to me? I don't understand. I don't understand." And in today's reading, Job almost shouts, "Is man's life on earth a drudgery? I have been assigned months of misery and troubled nights that have been allotted to me. Remember that my life is like the wind. I shall not see happiness again." Are not these words sometimes our words? But because we know God is love, we should bring our troubles to Him, bring our troubles to Jesus. Jesus came to earth precisely to heal us, to forgive us of our sins, to take the pain and suffering of the whole world upon His shoulders and help us carry our cross. Prayer is an intimate conversation with love that we can bring everything to God, and He hears us and helps us. Lord, everyone is looking for You. Everyone is looking for God. And prayer is finding God, talking with Him in being loved by Him. Why do we pray? We pray because in prayer, we realize that we not only have a purpose in this life, something special that each one of us is tasked to do, not only is God going to help us in all of our trials and struggles, but that we have an intimate and a personal relationship with God, and He wants that relationship to grow. Prayer is how we deepen our relationship with God. That is why Jesus and all the great saints of the church kept asking us and begging us, pray every day. St. Paul commands us, pray without ceasing. And Jesus Himself reminds us, pray always and not lose heart. We should learn to imitate Jesus' prayer. Jesus goes off, as we hear in the gospel, early in the morning to pray with His Father. Shouldn't each of us learn to pray right as we get out of bed, to consecrate the day, to say, "Lord, I give this day to You, and I want You to be with me every step of my day." And we also see in the gospels that Jesus, at the end of the day, will often spend many evenings in prayer. And should not we end the day with prayer and say, "Lord, I surrender this day to You. I give You thanks for all the blessings You've given me. I ask for Your help in many areas of my life. And Lord, I just want to be with You." As we continue to imitate Jesus, to learn why we pray and grow in that relationship with Jesus, as we learn to pray at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, I want to leave you with a quotation from one of my favorite saints, Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. "Everything starts with prayer. Love to pray. Feel the need to pray often during the day, and take the trouble to pray. If you want to pray better, you must pray more. The more you pray, the easier it becomes. Perfect prayer does not consist of many words, but in the fervent desire which raises our hearts to Jesus."